from communities of
development. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional and ancestral home of the Anishinaabe, Ininiwak, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis Nation. Welcome to Voyage for the 29th of January. My goodness, the month has just sort of leapt away on us, hasn't it? Almost the end of the month already. I hope that you're enjoying this sort of flip-flop weather. We're having quite a nice day out there today so far, and it's been an interesting month with some mild, some not. It's, oh well, that's January in Winnipeg, right? My name's Keith Black, and as always, I'm going to bring you some of the best in the world of jazz between now and 1 o'clock. We stream live at ckuw.ca, so you can listen on your device, and we archive there as well, so you can listen to previous shows, if that is your wish. But today, there's going to be some great new stuff and an interesting historical segment as well. Let me run through the playlist briefly, what you're going to get between now and 1 o'clock, and then I'll go back and do a more detailed introduction for each of the artists. Going to start with the great band out of the GTA called the Carn Davidson Nine. Very regular appearances here at CKUW, and this is their latest. Following that, an interesting new album by pianist Sotoko Fuji. I mention new album with her. It could be like one every week or every few days, but this is a very different one. Very interesting. She's doing something she's never done before, which narrows the gap because she's done just about everything. I'll get back to that in a while. Then oud player Gordon Gurdina, who operates mainly out of Vancouver, but is sort of worldwide in his interests. Following that, another Vancouverite, cellist Peggy Lee, with Cole Schmidt on guitar with a duet album of theirs. And following that, the band called the Mesthetics, coming out of the punk rock, indescribable trio of the past, but they've added a saxophonist James Brandon Lewis for a great album I've sampled before. Not for a while, actually, but it came out a year or so ago, and there's some very cool music on that. Following the Mesthetics will be my historical segment today, which is Miles Davis. I have, well, if you listen regularly, you know that there are not very many months going to go by without hearing more of Miles. There's just, he is, I think, probably had more airtime here. I've now surpassed 26,000 tracks played here, and I probably think there's a couple of thousand have Miles' name attached to them, but that's neither here nor there. This I've sampled this before. I sampled it for the first time, actually, a year or so ago. I had not played it on air. It's called Big Fun, and there's some very interesting music on that. I'm going to play two extended tracks from that as my historical segment. Then guitarist Mary Halverson with an album from last year called Cloudward that really got a tremendous amount of cultural praise and is certainly at least an alternate on my best of lists for 2024. Then a complete change of pace and one of those genre-bending albums with Norwegian saxophonist Marius Nesset and a classical pianist called Leif Eve Ansnes working together on an album called Who We Are. It's one of those, you know, is it classical? Is it New Age? Is it post-minimalist? I don't know. There's so many labels these days that they don't mean anything. It's just sort of neat music that has jazz riffs as well. And after that, I will take whatever time is left to sample again some of the two CDs released this year, although recorded a number of years ago in 2014 or so, with Wayne Shorter and a quartet performing live. And I'll give some background on that, too. I have sampled this before, but sooner or later, I think you're going to hear the whole thing. I haven't played these tracks before, I don't think. It's a great album, and it was certainly one of my best of albums from last year. Released last year, but recorded maybe 10 years or so ago. There's the full outline. Now, before I exhaust you entirely, let's get back to the top and explain what's going to start off here. Carn Davidson 9 is obviously a nonet put together by Tara Davidson, who plays alto, sax, and flute, and actually vocals on one track, and William Carn, her partner, who plays trombone as well as singing on one track as well. Kelly Jefferson on tenor sax and clarinet, excuse me. Sharantha Bedaj on Barry and bass clarinet. Jason Logue on trumpet along with Kevin Turcott. Christian Overton on bass trombone. Andrew Downing on acoustic bass. And Ernesto Cervini on drums. That's the Carn Davidson 9. They have a couple of guests on some of the tracks. Let me just check and see. Actually, they have Dick Oates playing alto sax on the first track I'm going to play, because the name of the track is Fire, and it's for Dick Oates. So there you go. And that's the only one I think of today. I'm going to play three tracks. First track is Fire, and it's for Dick Oates, who's sitting in on alto there. Then Groove for Joshua. And the third one is If Not Now, Then When. Here's the great Carn Davidson 9. Thank you. If not now, then when? That was the title of that last track. You just heard a set from an album called Reverence by the Karn Davidson Nine, one of the great groups out of the GTA. And, you know, I've got to say, whatever you say about Toronto, I know we love to sort of snarl at them and think they don't pay any attention to us and all that sort of grouchy stuff. But they have some incredible jazz, and I am an admirer of a lot of the groups that perform out of there, and certainly the Karn Davidson Nine is one of those. And as an aside, just let me say, the drummer there is Ernesto Cervini, and I mention that specifically because you may be aware that coming up in a couple of weeks is our annual fund drive here at CKUW. We require and need the help of the community to allow us to continue, and every year we do a fund drive, sort of like PBS or other organizations, where we ask people to donate to keep us going. This year is even more important because, as I'm sure you're aware, across the country, all universities are scrambling to modify their budgets because of the cuts to international students, and every university is in budget trouble. Well, that's true here at University of Winnipeg as well, where we are located. We are a community station, but we are located at UW. And as a result, this year, we are, as a station, getting less money than we have had in the past to help with our production. So this year, the fund drive is even more critical, and you'll be hearing a lot more about that in the weeks to come. I mention it now because Ernesto Cervini, who is playing drums there and who is a big drummer on many other groups out of the GTA, and Ernesto and I have met a few times. We have certainly corresponded a lot. I have a high regard for him as a person as well as an artist. And I need to say that he has been a specific supporter of this station, like with money. Every year at Fund Drive, he has contributed to say thank you for what we do here. Now, if the artists themselves are saying that, then there's a good reason for it. And my respect and appreciation for folks like Ernesto are far-reaching. Enough of that sort of stuff for in a moment, but because he's playing drums there, I just thought I'd pass that little bit on. And you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays, live here at the studio. We stream live at CKUW.ca, archive there as well if you want to check out previous shows. And thanks for tuning in today. Let's continue with some good jazz. Well, I mentioned Satoko Fuji is a very prolific artist. Her ingenuity and her creativity basically knows no bounds. And like I think all artists, you get inspiration wherever and whenever you are in a particular area. Her new album is with a group called Jen. It's an album that she is doing something she has never done before. And that's quite amazing because she's released everything from solo albums through to a really big band and everything in between. But she's never composed or released something with a string ensemble. And that's what she does here. The album is interesting. It's called Altitude 1100 Meters. And when I first saw that, I thought, what the heck is that? Well, it turns out that it's not an accident at all. Excuse me. In 2023, she was summering in the highlands of Nagano with her parents because it was very hot in the lowlands. And now she's a city kid and was absolutely blown away by the mountain views and the cool breezes, but took special inspiration from the air itself at altitude 1,100 meters. She says, quote, "It's the air's density, weight, and feeling changes from morning to twilight up on the plateau. We live totally immersed in air, but we're usually completely unaware of it. In that special location, it started talking to me," end quote. She wrote a five-part suite named for the different times of day, But she points out that it's not really a tribute to those particular times. It's to the air that she found in the mountains and related to that goes from morning haze to morning sun, early afternoon, light rain, and twilight. There's the five-part suite with Satoko Fuji on piano with a string ensemble. Here from the album called Altitude 1100 Meters. This is the first track called Morning Haze. morning haze at an altitude of 1,100 meters in Nagano, Japan. That's the first track of an album called Altitude 1,100 Meters with pianist Satoko Fuji. And why does it always happen that as soon as I hit the button to talk to you folks, I start to cough? I apologize for that. I've got it under control now. I just sort of, I guess, became a mouth breather one time too many. There you go. It's 10:44 Central Time here in Winnipeg on the second or almost last day of January. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Moving on now back to a guitarist, oud player, and general experimenter Gordon Gurdina, who mainly operates out of Vancouver, but also has linkages in New York and has personnel that follow him or he follows them to various places when they need to be recorded. Fairly recent album is called Duo Work, and that's D-U-O, and it pairs him up with drummer Christian Lillinger. I was trying to think of his first name. Christian Lillinger. And it's with a lot of electronic assistance at times, and he plays guitar and oud, but he has linkages and electronic augmentations that can make the instruments sound like almost any other instrument or no instrument that he's just made up. Who knows? A very interesting album. Gurdina is extremely inventive and has very deep roots in Middle Eastern and Indian, as well as more conventional North American riffs, and his work is always fascinating and sometimes very, very complicated and quite adventurous. The tracks on this duo work are almost all between 2, 3, 4 minutes long. So I'm going to play four different tracks, but altogether they'll only take 10 or 12 minutes from duo work with Gordon Gurdina and Christian Lillinger. This first track is called Traverse.